Right now, something that comes to us from a man who not only reviews chicken sandwiches for the Dallas Observer, our former ticket tickerman, T.C. Fleming, played this for me about a month ago because T.C.
The great T.C.
has saved terabytes on terabytes of ticket audio, whether it's old Hardline, whether it's old Rant. Those are the ones people know about. But when he was here as an intern for a very long time, and then as a part-time board op, he would save literally anything that he thought was funny and organize it very well so that it's very easy to find.
Yeah.
And so there was a time, Thomas Charles tells me that he believes this was around Christmas of 2010, when Dan was on vacation, Gribble was on vacation. It seems that maybe Groobs might have been on vacation as well. But you, Bob, were doing the show with Rich Phillips.
Yes.
And Killer was in the role that he is in today, producing the show, which means that at the end of the open, you're going to have Battle Without Honor start playing, and you're going to read a over-decade-old script at this point that I would imagine most P1s could recite at least the meter to.
Sure.
Well, I think this probably, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Killer, and say that this was probably the first time you ever did this. I'm hoping. But here, the way I'm complimenting you is to just say, if we were to play today's open after we play this, people would see the growth in you as a broadcaster. You would feel much better about how far you've come if we could just replay that one. We're not going to do that, but
you're coming into your own, Killer. Yeah. The second decade has really been good for you.
The second decade. Sad.
So I think that TC's on the board. Seabass is here. The point, though, is that Killer's here. And Killer is here to set you up for the Bob Sturm and Rich Phillips show. I have four opens.
Oh, man.
I failed four different times.
Take it away. You be the judge.
Hey, P1s. Guess what? Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today.
All right, so
oh gosh,
I'm out of the gate. I've always thought that when Killer gets kind of into over the top broadcast voice, he reminds me of the 444 film guy. I don't know why. I've just always heard a hello. So yeah.
Hey, P1. Guess what? Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today as you have the Killer sitting in for Tom, TC in for Groobs, and, well, Seabass is still here. Now,
wow!
Two guys.
This is insane.
Whose racing pants keep going crazy from time to time. Bob Sturm and Rich Phillips.
Okay. So,
that's perfection.
I had a few people critical of me when I first took over for Tom, and they were like, you know, you should just change it up and do your own script. It doesn't have to follow the same as it was before. And I also remember when I first took over for Groobs, doing the job Mino's doing right now, I didn't play all the same drops and everything for the first couple days out of the open. I just was like, I'll make this my own deal.
Yeah.
And you guys looked at me like, why don't you do the job the way that we need it to be done and just do it? And then after we've done it for a while, kind of figure out your own.
Sure.
I was ready to come in hot on day one.
Okay.
That must have been what Killer was thinking here, is just that this script is stupid and I don't have to follow it. Because that's really the only explanation for how off meter.
Do you think...
The syllables are just...
Do you think... Yeah, okay. He definitely didn't feel like he needed any sort of timing in his game, but... Do you think that that's the first time in the history of language that anyone has said that your ears...
Get your ears ready for ear pleasure?
Get your ears ready for
your
ear pleasure.
Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today.
Guess what?
Has that ever been said? Guess what?
You'll need this, Mino.
Guess what? Your ears are in for some ear pleasure today.
I might steal that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Open number two.
He's going with it.
Killer Kellison back in December of 2010.
Or you're in France.
AP ones. Today on Bad Radio, I work on my ninja skills.
Hey, Donnie, what's up?
We have Gay or Not Gay, number 82, Jason Witten. And did the Rangers give you what you want for Christmas?
It's actually worse than yesterday.
Just what we thought. Oh.
See, I actually think it's better because he at least kind of hit the stop on the post on the guitar, but you did not feel
what
that.
What you want for Christmas?
It's actually worse than yesterday.
I'm trying harder, though. We have Sean Bass on tickers, the gangsta thug Thomas Charles on the board, and me, the killer. Now, two guys that I have no idea what they're doing right now. Rich Phillips and Bob Sturm.
I mean, that's brutal.
Wow.
That's brutal. His excuse is, when you tell him that it's worse today, it's that I'm trying harder today, though.
Well, then. I guess that's fine, then.
On to round three.
That's a really obnoxious thing to say.
Right about now, we're serving up some bar radio. We got some hot HSOs for you, boys and girls.
He's leaving the script again, isn't he?
Yes, I am. I write my script and I leave it. We're going to give you some Wild Whites of West Virginia talk. Stars GM Joe Neuwendijk.
Like, what was wrong with the script?
It failed in my mind.
Okay.
Red Bull speaks what? Today. Your local dealer, TC. The ticket sex appeal, Sean Bass. Me, the killer. Bob Sturm. And Dick Hicks.
You know, there's a certain quality to it that's part 444 film and part like a real poor man's version of the announcer from Saturday Night Live. Like when he's...
Star GM Joe Neuwendijk.
What was wrong with
it? And then they show Neuwendijk kind of turning with a drink.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now we're talking.
Daryl Hammond.
I didn't bail out from The Voice. I stuck with it.
Yeah, you very much did. Especially Bob is talking to you and you're conversing back to him.
He's leaving the script again, isn't he?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
All right, here's our last one.
Right about now, we're getting ready to deliver some pure radio gold.
Wait, what?
Can the Cowboys defeather the Eagles? Stars pesky Payne Steve Ott. And some generic moving for dummies? With our breeding stallion on ticker, Sean Bass. The most laid-back, paranoid gangsta, DC, and me, the killer. Now, two guys trying to out Whataburger each other, Bob Sturm and Ricardo Philippe.
I feel like you kind of thought you nailed that one.
I probably did feel better.
Man.
But in hindsight, my God, I was just as bad then as I am now.
No. It's worlds better now.
You're noticeably better, killer. You do ask the question when you're going to get comfortable enough in front of a mic that you don't sound nervous.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner.
I saved something for decade three.
I never know when the foot's going to meet the groin because it happens so often on and off the air here.
You're doing great, killer.
So that's
In fact,
today,
what's the name of the segment?
And no, that was good,
killer.
That was good, killer.
Another exciting episode of that.
I walk through a radio minefield every day.
You do awesome, killer. That was good, killer. That's our guy, the killer. With opens from the 2010 Christmas vacation season, when evidently I did not back time my vacation time properly enough, Jake. All right, it's 208. It's Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. What do you say we dive into some awesome Hard Knocks? I just enjoyed it so much last night. We'll get into it next.